morning. Good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? I hope you're having a great day today, and I hope you are excited today. Because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful. Be happy. Continually give God that sacrifice of praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Be joyful. This morning, I was taking a shower, and I looked up, and I pulled a muscle in my neck. I can't even barely turn my head. And this always happens when I start working out again. It's like my body completely rejects working out. It gets so tight, and then I turn. It's like, oh, this happened a couple months ago. It's just the same. It's just ridiculous. But anywho, I was reading this morning in Psalms, and I go over this verse a lot in chapter a lot. I think once you find the one, let's rewind. I don't like these teachings to be monotonous. You know what I mean? It's not one of those things that I like, because it's the word is so dynamic and it moves in so many different ways. And, you know, but there's certain verses that hit you, and there's verses that bring me joy, and there's verses that they just blow my mind. And that's why I love going over them, which is what happened this morning. If you go to Psalms chapter 62, verse 1, it says, "Truly I myself waiteth in silence upon God, for from Him cometh my safety and my salvation." I just love the heart of David. I love that he thought about this. Like, I will wait on God. Truly, surely, I'm going to wait in silence. And I love that in silence. Quietly waits on God, not complaining. Although God's okay with complaining. You know what I mean? God will take care of every single situation. And I also love the fact that God is infinite. So He's not going to get tired of it. He's not going to get tired of your voice. He's not going to get tired of you declaring your prayers to Him. Ever. Verse 2, "He truly is my rock." And this rock it's a symbol of firmness. He's firm. God's not moving. He's immovable. He's there for you. Truly, He is my rock and my safety from evil. He is my defense or high tower. I shall not greatly be moved. This greatly be moved, it's not, you know, you do get shaken in life. But greatly moved is removed far from. I don't ever move far from God. I don't ever take those extra steps. Don't move from God. Things happen in life, little, you know, you might get shaken a bit, but tribulation worketh patience. Patience experience and experience hope. And hope, which is the expectation of future good, will never cause you shame. That's written. But getting shaken a little bit, yeah, whatever, that happens. Verse 5, "My soul wait in silence." And again, it's back to wait in silence upon God. Wait for God. Be there for God. "My soul, wait thou in silence only upon God, for from Him is my expectation," or for my expectation, and that's the state of expecting, is from Him. Waiting on God is from God. Looking to God is from God, designed by God. We are out from the origins of God. You need God to have life, to have life. I want to say breath, but it's not that. To have life. You need God to truly experience all the manifestations or the things that are made visible in life. Without God, you don't have a life. Not the life that God has for you. I can't even imagine not believing in God. I mean, what's the point? God is there for you 100%. Truly, my soul waits in silence upon Him. I won't be greatly moved. I'm not going to be removed from God. I'm going to be next to God, praying to God, asking Him from God. And I'm going to sit there in silence because my expecting is from Him. The things that I expect in this world are from Him because I've taken the word and I put it on in my mind. And what you think about makes you you. So if you want to think about the things to expect on, you got to look and read the word and put this stuff in your mind, because I'm telling you right now, you're going to expect bigger things. Because truly, it's from God. And God is life. God is love. God is life. God will bring you life, and it's spiritual. The word is spiritual. The things in this life are spiritual. That's what you go for. If you want to change your life, you change the things you put in your mind. And the things you put in your mind are God's word. And when you put God's word in, it changes your expecting. The things you look for, because from God is my expectation. And it's beautiful. I want to finish up with this. If you jump over to Philippians chapter 4. Where is this? Chapter 4, verse 6. Be anxious for not one thing, but in all things by prayers to God. Again, this is a specific word, and that's why I always say you pray to God. You never pray to Jesus Christ. You pray to God. Be anxious for not one thing, but in all things by prayers to God, and prayers of personal need, which are supplication, with thanksgivings, let your specific requests be declared unto God. Declare your request to God. Ask God for the things that you need in life. For from him comes your expecting. Have a beautiful day today. Pray the big prayers. Again, lift everything up in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you and your family. Again, have a beautiful day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Smell the sea and feel the sky. Let your soul and spirit fly.
Well, Heavenly Father, just thank you again for everything you do for us, and just how you're always there for us. I thank you for your loving kindness and your word and just making things easy. And I pray for just everything that's going on, that you continually build the business, that we take the right steps, especially considering everything that's going on, that the next steps are taken the proper way. And again, I thank you for each and every person that we work with, that you bless them. I thank you for my family, specifically my brother and sister-in-law, and my mom and stepdad and my dad, and just everybody. I'm just very, very grateful for them and that you put them in my life, Father. And I thank you for a wonderful day today. I lift up everything to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.